Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys had a good Mother's Day weekend. You hope you've taken your mum out somewhere nice, bought her a nice gift, whether it be flowers or perfume or whatever. Hope you've spoiled your mum today. So guys, yeah, welcome back. You know, usually I come on this time of the week to do some footy talk, but myself and John will be doing some footy talk tomorrow. Today I just really want to talk to you guys a little bit about myself. So I do share bits and pieces of myself throughout these episodes on my podcast, and there's a side that I don't share too much of in terms of myself. I might have mentioned it before, but if not, I'm a bit of a spiritual person. I do believe, like, I am very open-minded in the sense that I do believe that certain people have the ability to see things or hear things that not necessarily other people cannot do. And, like in terms of psychics, you know, I do believe, not all of them, but I do believe certain people really do have the ability of predicting certain things or seeing certain things or speaking to people from the afterlife. Like, I'm very open-minded to that, and I really do believe that everyone does have that gift in having that supernatural ability in order to see things and believe things or predict things that can happen. And you know, and I believe each one of us can unlock this gift. You know, and with myself, you know, I've in the past I've predicted things, certain things that have come true. And sometimes it does freak me out. I do freak out a little bit when I do predict certain things. I'm not saying I'm psychic or whatever, like, you know, I might not be. I just might be, could be just by fluke or by chance that I do predict certain things. And look, when I was younger, I used to have very vivid dreams. I used to have vivid dreams of people in my life, like my family members and my friends, in what certain things might happen. Into, like, maybe I was, what, 9 or 10 years old at the time. So like, I would have a few, say for example, I would have a vivid dream that, you know, my best friend was gonna fall over and hurt himself. And then I'd go to school the next day, and funny enough, it does happen. And I used to tell my friend, oh, you know, I saw this coming. And he'll be like, really? And I'm like, yeah, it was in my dream. So, you know, I kind of had a sense that I had a certain gift in predicting certain things. And, you know, surprising myself when I see that come true. And, like, I think to this day, I still have certain vivid dreams that I do see that sometimes can come true, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, I'm not sure whether it could be by chance, by luck, but I do, a certain part of me does believe that I have that ability in predicting certain things. And look, again, I'm not saying I'm psychic, you know, I just believe that everyone does have that supernatural gift into seeing things and believing things and knowing what certain events can happen. It's just about tapping into that. And I don't even know how to tap into that. It's just sometimes, occasionally, it does come to me in what I see that does happen, and that ends up happening, I should say. So yeah, guys, so I've been having a lot more vivid dreams early throughout the weeks, and especially at the start of this year. And What I'll do now is I'll take notes of certain things that I've dreamt about, because it would still feel so real to me the next morning. And I would look at, I would write down what I've dreamt about, and I would look at that, and I would think to myself, what does this all mean? So I would Google search all these dreams that I'm having and make sense of what it means. And and funny enough, every dream means something. Whether you see a dog, you see a cat, you see someone you're speaking to that you may recognize, people, they say, experts do say that things that you do see in your dream are a reflection of what's happening in your life. And I do believe that. And in the spiritual world, they say that certain things that you see in your dream could be a reflection of what's to come in your life. And I, to some extent, I do believe that as well. And so, yeah, I try and make sense of the dreams that I have. I put it together and see, and I see what it means. And so I've had certain dreams where I've seen, like, I'll give you one thing that's happened to me. So I had a dream that I saw a leopard, in my dream, and I looked up what a leopard means, and it actually means that you, trying to put it into words of what, okay, so a leopard meant that I had a high frequency of energy, and it was telling me to be aware of the higher energy around me, to be aware of my surroundings in terms of energy frequency. That's the spiritual meaning of it. So I was like, okay, and yeah, I think that throughout that week, mind you guys, this was like in January sometime. And mind you, that week, I just got a new job, I met a lot of new people, and I felt like that dream was telling me what was to come of that week. And funny enough, it like that week ended up being something that I was surrounded by with new challenges, new meeting new people. And I felt like that dream was telling me to, be in connection with the energy around me, with the new energy around me, which I felt. And look, yeah, I know that doesn't make much sense, but I do believe dreams have a way of telling the future to some extent. And yeah, guys, so I would connect the dr so I've connected some dreams together, some vivid dreams that I've had recently, and tried to make it out into what was going to happen in my future. And then I'll look deeper into that and thinking, okay, if this is going to happen in my future, what does that say about what's going to happen in the world that I live in? And yeah, so I'll put the pieces together and try and make sense of it the best I can. So I'm going to give you my predictions of what I feel is to come in 2022. What from what I've made sense of in my own dreams, in terms of what's going to happen in my life, how I think that's gonna, what's going to happen in the world around me. I've just wrote down a list of what I think is gonna happen in 2022, and yeah. So right now we are in May. It's May the 10th, and I believe we've got this election coming up soon, and I feel there will be a change. There'll be a huge transition in terms of politics, I believe. I believe that will have a new prime minister. I really believe that, you know, well, look, I could be wrong. You know, as I said, my dreams don't always come to fruition. But I do believe Anthony Albanese will be our next prime minister. And I do believe that's going to have an impact. I don't know if it could be a positive impact. I don't know if it could be a negative impact. Look, let's be honest. I don't really follow politics. I'm not into politics that much. You know, I couldn't care much about it, if I'm honest with you. But I do believe, from what I've seen in some of my vivid dreams, that there will definitely be a change in politics with Anthony Albanese. And I feel like there will be a lot of changes to come for us. That's as much as I can make sense of that. And so change in politics. And so I do see, I've seen a lot of ghosts in my dreams lately. I've seen ghosts, and you know, when I searched up what the meaning of ghosts mean in my dream, I'm trying to look back on it. What did it mean, ghosts in my dream? Sorry guys, look, I'm just doing a quick Google search because I forgot what that meant myself. So dreams about ghosts vary. You know, you may dream of ghosts attacking you, or perhaps you've been chased by a ghost. So I've dreamt that I've been pretty much chased by a ghost. The ultimate interpretation will depend on what happens. So often dreaming about spirits allow your emotions to surface and help you confront deep fears and past issues. So your night visions probably tell you to let go of guilt, hatred and disappointment, or be aware of jealous people around you. Also, you may need to come to peace with a severe loss or lingering resentment. So, you know, I do have a few fears in my life that maybe I need to address. But ultimately, I looked deeper into that. And what that told me is, essentially, I might see death. I'm not sure if it's someone close to me or someone that I might know. But I saw ghosts as a sign of death. And, you know, I had a few vivid dreams about ghosts. I'll explain to you the dream that had happened. So I had a dream, I woke up, I was in a bed, and everything was black around me. And then I saw white shadows, three white shadows, you know, circling my bed while I was on it. And then I saw a crown appear on top of a ghost. And then I saw the flag of England. Now, I don't like to predict death. I don't like to predict who's going to pass away or whatever. But my interpretation of the dream that I've seen is that it tells me that some person in the royal family may pass away this year. And, you know, I feel like someone in the royal family will pass away this year. I really hope that I'm wrong about this, because I don't want to be right about anyone passing away. But that's what I've gotten from my interpretation of what that dream was. I can't tell you when. I can tell you it probably might not. Look, I just know that's going to happen this year, but I don't know what timeline it will happen in. And look, as I said, I want to be wrong about that. And I do hope I'm wrong about that. And yeah, so political change, you know, someone passing away in the royal family, And there was one dream that I could kind of make sense of, but not really sure. So maybe, I had a dream about earthquakes. So in this dream, I was actually walking on a footpath, and I saw children riding bikes around me, and then all of a sudden, I feel shaking, and I feel everything shake, and then I see people start running. I see people getting out of their, jumping off their bikes, running away. I see people getting out of their cars and running. And I see everything, and I feel the vibration of everything moving around me. And that told me an earthquake. So, and then So what I did in that moment, because I felt everything moving, is I quickly ran. I quickly kept running, and I kept running, and I kept running, and I didn't know where I was running to. And then someone stopped me, and they looked at me, and they told me that, you know, I need to look up. So I looked up, and then I saw rain. And that's when my dream stopped. And the following day, I don't know if anyone's had this experience. Has anyone had a follow-up dream of the dream that they had the night before? If so, let me know, because this was really bizarre. So the following night, that dream that I had of me looking up while there's an earthquake and seeing rain start falling on the ground, the following day, I'm back in my dream, and the earthquake, and there's another earthquake, and then it starts bucketing down and pouring rain, and then I take shelter, and I think I'm sitting under this, I don't know what should I call it. I'm sitting under this I just don't know how to describe it. I think I was under a roof. So I sat under a roof sat on the chair and was holding onto the chair because the earthquake was still happening while it was bucketing down and it was raining, and I didn't want to get wet, and I was just waiting for it to stop. And then all of a sudden, before I know it, I'm starting to swim because, you know, and because, you know, all of a sudden the ground is not there, and then I see everyone swimming because it kept raining and raining for such a long time that, yeah, started flooding essentially. And then I was swimming, and then I saw someone on a boat, and I jumped on that person's boat, and that's when my dreams ended. And so I tried to make sense of what that dream was, and then I thought maybe it's gonna start flooding, and you know, we've already seen a few floods. And can I tell you guys when that dream happened? That dream happened 2 weeks before the floods in Queensland. And I'm not kidding. And that kind of really freaked me out, because that dream was so vivid to me. And I've been writing down all the dreams that I've had. And when that happened shortly after, I was like, shit, did I just predict that would happen? Yeah, so funny enough, that did happen. And, you know, that's when I had that realization that, okay, maybe some of my dreams do predict the future. And, yeah, that's one thing that I really did predict. And so, yeah, as I said, some things that have happened in my dream haven't yet come to fruition, like change in politics, you know, the falling of someone, so like someone passing away in the royal family. So I feel like that's still to come, but, you know, I could be 100% wrong. And you know, to be honest, I do hope I'm wrong about this. And yeah, so the last and final dream that I had and what I think is going to happen this year. And to me, I still can't quite make sense of it. So I actually had a dream that, I had a dream about sickness, about, so I had a dream that I woke up and I was feeling sick, like, as in terms of I had a cold and I started sneezing, and I went downstairs to get some medication because I felt my throat starting to hurt. And I went downstairs to get some medication, and I took some medication, and then I was looking at the news saying the pandemic was back. And I'm thinking, well, you know, we've just gone through lockdowns. Why do we need another lockdown? This and that. And they were talking about a new variant. And I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And that's when my dream ended. And look, now I know 100% we're not going to go through another lockdown. Even if there's a new variant, I think we're past that. I think we are at the endemic of the pandemic. So I really believe that we won't go through another lockdown. But I felt like that dream was telling me that there could be another, down the track, there could be another case of another virus spreading. But I don't know if it will lead to a lockdown or not, but I don't believe we'll go into another lockdown. Look, maybe we could, maybe we couldn't, but what my dream has told me, what I've taken away from it, is that there could be another virus going around that everyone's talking about. And look, I don't know how much I believe of that, but one thing that I think is that could really come true is that we might get a third or fourth. We might have to take another third or fourth jab. You know, protecting ourselves from this new vaccine. So I don't know, see what happens there. But yeah, guys, these are some vivid dreams that I've really had that, look, a lot of them haven't come true yet, but I believe could happen this year. I mean, one dream has already come true in letting me know about the floods, and, you know, that pretty much freaked me out. But in terms of the other dreams, that's what I felt like could happen this year, but I don't think, you know, but I'm hoping I'm wrong and it doesn't happen. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to share my thoughts with you about some of the dreams that I've had, and I don't know if it's a sign of things that may or may not come. But I feel like part of me thinks that this could happen this year, and, you know, felt like I wanted to do a podcast about it, because if it does come true, I can look back and listen to this podcast and think, okay, that's actually come true, or that actually hasn't come true. Because, as I said, I've had a few dreams in my past that have pretty much come true. And yeah, look, the one just recently about the floods came true. And I know the last one, well, bits and pieces have come true. Not all the time, but some of the time. And look, I can't make a list of all of them, because sometimes some of them I can't quite really vividly remember. But yeah, I thought I'll take note of it this year and really tell you guys what I've made from those dreams, and if it could really, if all those things that I've predicted could really happen this year. And yeah, guys, just wanted to share my, I guess you call it psychic dream predictions. Don't know what to make of it, but yeah. So that's my pre look that I'll g that's my predictions of 2022. I reckon those things could very well happen. And yes. I'll freak myself out if it does happen, but as I said, hopefully those things don't happen. And now I feel like I'm repeating myself heaps, so I'm gonna stop repeating myself. So guys, hope you've enjoyed me talking about my certain beliefs and what I believe dreams can be made out to be. And yeah, guys, hope you've just enjoyed me chatting away. Yeah, talking about spirituality, a little bit of spirituality, a little bit of about what dreams can represent. And yeah, guys, as I said, I do believe we all have that certain ability to unlock supernatural things inside ourselves that we didn't necessarily think we had. And yeah, guys, I think I'll just leave it at that. If you guys are open-minded like myself and do believe, that certain psychics do have a certain power in predicting things or seeing things from beyond, then I encourage you to try and look deep into yourself and be aware of your dreams, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of your energy frequencies. And if you really want to and see what and really take a step back and see where life is taking you, and maybe you can make sense of where you're heading in life, in and maybe on that path you could unlock certain things about yourself that you've really have missed, and that could possibly lead to you understanding a certain gift that you might have that you necessarily didn't think you had before. So yeah, guys, I'll leave it at that. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Or if you think I've gone bananas, maybe I have as well. I know this is a very out there podcast, and I know some of you might not believe in all this rubbish, but this is something I'm pretty much very open-minded about. So, if you guys have an open mind like myself, I think you'd pretty probably enjoy this podcast and what I had to say today and find it pretty fascinating. So, yeah, guys, thank you for listening to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. Hope you guys have a great night. As I said, tomorrow night, John will be returning on the podcast, and me and him will be talking about the last week's footy games and what's to come in this week's footy matches. So, guys, enjoy your night, take care, and until next time, peace.